Yeah, I'm sexing my cookies. You're goddamn right. Coming up, a white man used blackface to rob a bank.
Oh my God.
Not even chocolate is safe from a lawsuit.
God damn.
Testicles.
Testes.
Nuts.
Did they settle? Welcome to the new game show. Did they settle?
You're an idiot.
God, the three-peat. I'm good now.
You're a slut. A lot of us are glad that a convicted murderer is free.
Hey, I'm not up on my serial killer game. Can you put me on?
I like a quarter pounder, especially if you can put Big Mac sauce on it.
Yeah, I'm not. See, Big Macs, no Mac sauce. Replace it with ketchup. Yeah, I'm a monster.
Get the f*** out of my house.
I did.
And when you blow your trachea, don't fucking call me, dude.
That is like a one in a million thing.
Wait a minute. When the fuck did you get pride?
Amazon, ho.
We're gooch.
We're gooched up.
We're gooched.
We're fully gooched.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boop thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Okay, shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. So ooh. Check it. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Yes, Wesley.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh, I have my hand up.
Yes, Wesley.
Ooh. Okay. I've been having this question for a while now. Hi, it's my name is Wesley. I'm a listener and a first time sitting in. I've been wanting to ask you for a while now. Okay, so how professional are you exactly? So, you mean like assassin professional,
or like
door to door vacuum salesman professional, or like writing jingles professional,
or like
the person that makes puts the con parts on the Q-tips professional.
Oh wow.
Just wondering.
All right, it's a question that I'm asked often,
okay.
And the answer is actually surprising to most.
Mm-hmm.
Professional, like an assassin, actually.
Oh, so I could get murdered?
There is a good chance.
Oh, okay, so I'm just going to not say anything else then.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
So today we've got a new... Oh my God. So today we've got a new FMK for you guys. We were pretty lit when this conversation was had. So I gotta say, there's nothing like a drunken conversation between friends. Ain't that right?
I mean, what other kind is there actually?
Honestly.
I only talk to you when I'm drunk. So.
Oh, that explains the beers on the table currently.
Yep.
We out here. Mm-hmm. Also, Hershey's is being sued, and you won't believe why. Plus, I hate to say it, but one man found a great way to commit crimes. That and more, it's going to be a good one. So I want to go ahead and start this off in a good day, because this is actually technically the first New Year's podcast episode that we've done for 2024. We're making firework sounds with our mouths. They're not very good. So here's the thing, man. It's a new year, and it's good to be alive another day. I'll give you that. Another day to give it another shot. And you only got one shot, okay? You know, I'm not saying that people who say new year, new me are fake, but they kind of are, you know?
Hey, now. Okay, hold on now.
Just a little bit.
I understand.
It's a hot take. It's a hot take. I know.
I wouldn't even say hot. I'd say room temp, because that's right. People do say stuff like that. Now, I understand the sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to wipe the quote unquote proverbial slate clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The previous mistakes of the year. You know, you want a sense of rebirth,
mm-hmm,
as they
mm-hmm
say, flying like the phoenix, and all that Harry
Potter rising from the ashes.
Yes. So I get the sentiment of it. It's just in application, it tends not to pan out very well. I mean, just look at how we now view the whole New Year's resolution thing.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But here's the thing. A lot of people think that the new year is the only time for a fresh start. The gag is the fresh start really depends on you. You can have a fresh start at any time of the year. The first of the year is just another fucking day. It's another day. Okay, we live in a world that's driven by the ticking clock of New Year's resolutions. Now, think about it. We have all been made to believe that meaningful change can only occur once the year is over. Like, the calendar is what makes choices for us. But waiting for an arbitrary date to pursue your own self-improvement is crazy to me when you kind of think about it, because it kind of, in a way, denies us all the power of the present moment. And the best part about life is the journey, okay? My journey has nothing to do with the numerical order of months in a year. The journey is way more fun when they unfold the spontaneity of the moment right in front of you. So let's liberate ourselves from the constraints of procrastination, fam, fuck expectations. That's what I want to do for myself. And I started doing that before the new year because it was just time for me. You know what I mean?
You felt good saying that, didn't you?
I did. I wrote it down, a whole script.
Yeah, you really felt good. I mean, I felt it in your voice.
You felt it?
You know what I'm saying?
I wrote some more.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wrote this whole thing. I wrote it, but I write the way I speak. So this is me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just write it down. So check this out. This is where did I leave off? But no, seriously, every day is like an opportunity to do something different without the hassle of a stressful timeline. Daily progression is kind of where it's at, y'all. I mean, daily progression is where I'm at anyways. That's how you evaluate your quote unquote personal evolution. And you don't really need to wait until the new year to start that. Because if we ditch the traditions of like the New Year's resolutions, then we can empower ourselves to like recognize the beauty and the simplicity of like immediate action. Yeah, that shit sounded deep as fuck, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded like I was saying something.
Yeah,
I was talking around myself. It was nice, right?
It really was. You know, the immediate action of like, you know, I smack you in the face, you don't say ow. And then, again, immediately after that, you're going to smack me in the face.
Now, I'm going to wait to the new year to smack you in the face, according to most of these.
Oh.
Now, I'm smacking you now.
Okay. So, you're supposed to wait until the new year, till next year, to smack me in the face as, like, a brand new you.
Boom. You see what I'm saying?
I keep getting the game.
Yeah, that's what it is,
keep getting the game messed up.
There's no reason to wait for me to wait for a special day to chase your dreams, man. Like, so whatever... all of you listening, whatever your goals may be, get started today. If you inspire to be like an axe murderer or something, maybe don't get started. Like, take a little, think about that.
You know, wait, take a while.
Take a little moment.
Go reflect, go walk a beach.
You know what I'm saying? Moments in the sand type moment. Do that. But listen, happy new year to everybody listening. I wish you all nothing but the...
First of all, how dare you do that? I've burped like 3 times away from the mic.
That's exactly why I did it. I wanted to bother you, and I knew it would.
This is why I don't like doing this with you, because you do random, silly, both professionally and non-professionally, I might add, kind of shit, just for the shits and gigs.
Yeah, because I take my silliness seriously.
I wanted to flip this whole goddamn table.
All right, y'all. It is time to get to the silly. So please subscribe, rate, and review. I'm a solo black lesbian podcaster, so I need you to help me grow. I can't do it on my own.
And I'm a burping dude from now on. I'm burping in the mic from now on. That's what kind of person I am. Shit.
Oh, my God. Coming up, guys. Coming up. A convicted murderer has been set free and everyone is excited about it.
Yay!
Yeah, let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
All right. Test, test.
Testicles.
Testies.
Nuts. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so I guess that was quite the tease. I'm sure you guys all heard that Dennis Rader, also known as the BTK serial killer, was not released from prison.
Work your ass. Got you.
Yeah, psych, bitch.
Got you.
No, he's still in prison. Actually, I heard he lost his memory, had a stroke or some shit.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not up on my serial killer game. Can you put me on?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Listen to my favorite murder podcast, I Said Goddamn Podcast, True Crime Kent.
No, I mean, tell me who this guy is, not like give me a list of murder podcasts to listen to.
Oh, God. All right. Dennis Rader is the BTK killer.
Yeah.
He's a serial killer. He was killing biddies, like just left and right.
Oh, word?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Damn.
Anyways,
all right.
What are you having for dinner?
That was the short summation of that shit. Damn.
I mean, that's pretty much what happened. Yeah. All right, I'm playing, yo, but that asshole is still locked up. I just played too much. But Gypsy Rose Blanchard has finally been released from prison. If you saw Hulu's The Act that's starring Patricia Arquette and Joey King, but it's also, in case you're unaware, it was totally based on some true shit. Totally based on some true shit. So if you don't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is, then you were literally born yesterday. So in short, her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, abused the shit out of her. She put Gypsy through years of unnecessary surgeries and medication. So let's also not forget about the physical and psychological abuse as well. Now, later on, after all this went down, it was determined later that she may have had an extreme case of, this is a tough one, Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Did I say that? Munchausen?
Well, let me try.
Munchausen.
Let me try. Damn.
Oh, you a bitch.
That'll come out with more bass.
Munchausen. It's a hard word. It's one of those words for me. I can't really say it.
You were close.
I was close. But there are people who can't say like cinnamon or aluminum. I'm not one. I can say them.
I couldn't say Toyota when I was a kid. Does that count?
What were you trying to say?
Toyota.
I was just trying to fuck you up.
I know you were. Double down.
Nah, I said Toyota, get
the
bitch.
Second T, Wesley.
Listen. Excuse me. I choked on my own spit. Munchausen syndrome.
Munchausen.
I couldn't say it when Eminem was rapping about it, and I can't say it now, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to go clean up my closet.
Oh, my God. I wish we can cut to a commercial right now.
I'm going to go clean up my closet right now.
Oh, my God.
What? I sit back with this pack of Zigzag and this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on the earth. And since birth, I've been cursed with this curse to just... What?
Oh, my God.
Hashtag Eminem.
Put this table over. Smack you with their legs.
So anyway, Gypsy and her boyfriend, Nick... Okay, who she met online, they got together and plotted her mother's death. They're going to murder the shit out of her after she found out what her mom had done. Her mother essentially took her childhood away and abused the shit out. When I say abuse the shit, we're talking about she had surgeries that she didn't fucking need. She was being treated for diseases and things that she didn't have. And a lot of those treatments were painful and they lasted for years. You know, her mom was getting a lot of money for it, sponsorships, trips, free shit. You know, and she was milking it. It may have been Munchausen by proxy as well, but I also think it was fucking greed, in my opinion.
I mean, you can chalk that up to a lot of different shit. Greed, selfishness, narcissism. I mean, there are so many words you could possibly use to describe this person's act.
Oh, see, that's what.
That's one.
Bitch.
Ah, there it is.
It is funny that you said that, though, because the movie was called The Act.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
That act right there. Oh, my God, the three-peat. I'm good now.
You're a slut. You're a burp slut. All right, so what happened was that Nick, he's the one who did the killing, okay? But obviously she was sentenced as well because she played a hand in it. So Nick was sentenced to life and she was sentenced to 10 years for her role. Okay. But was released from prison actually like a couple of weeks ago. So I think, but she was actually, I believe she was released about 3 years before her initial release date. So she is now free as a bird, finally able to live her own life without somebody fucking up all her shit with things she doesn't need, like surgery. Okay. Let me just say this. I'm not condoning murder or anything like that. But at the same time, I'm glad she's free. She has a husband. She has a new docuseries coming out, probably a book if she doesn't already, and who knows what else. So, yeah, a lot of us are glad that a convicted murderer is free. It's bittersweet in a way.
Yeah, it is. You know what it reminds me of?
Okay, don't you dare. You're going to burp, aren't you?
No, I wasn't going to burp that
time. Oh, all right,
I really wasn't going to burp.
I got PTSD now.
I'm sorry. I scarred you for life.
Yeah, go ahead.
Scarred you.
Proceed. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you. There's this movie called Blast in the Past with Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah.
Where he
goes back in the past?
No, where he gets tricked into living in a bunker for X amount of years, like decades, and he finally escapes the bunker, and now he's living life. He's readjusting to real life. What's the other version? The modern day version of that with the white girl, Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, something like that.
The chick from The Office.
I forget her name. But just that trope of like being away from society for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then something happens, and now you're reintroduced to the larger society, and now it's you having to readjust.
Yeah.
And that whole like process. And the ups and downs of that readjustment period. It's always very entertaining to see.
Well, the crazy thing is that she actually got to literally readjust when she was in prison. She got to experience different foods, friendships, relationships. She got to experience, you know, making this. I mean, you don't have a lot of decisions in prison, but the few that she had, she was able to do what she, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And I'm sure in jail she was like, she was her.
Not like, prison.
Yo, you know what I mean? In the slammer, I'm sure she was like, yo, what's going on, big dog? You need anything? You want a cookie or candy or anything? All right, bet. Let me know if you need some extra toilet paper or something. I got you.
You think she was big dog in prison? I think she was like everybody's little sister in there. Probably.
You know what I'm saying? I think they took care of her. I think they knew like, oh, she had to do. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure they took care of her.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Up next, not even chocolate is safe from a lawsuit.
God damn.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. We have a woman who is sick and tired of being lied to. Okay.
Aren't we all sick and tired of being lied to? I know. I am. All right.
Are you about to burp?
No.
Oh, all right. You lied to me. So she decided to fight back in the courts of law.
Damn.
You're not gonna lie. I'm taking you to court. I'll see you in court.
Over a burp? Damn. I'm sorry. Here, you want it back?
No, I'm talking about the segment.
Oh, okay.
But I will sue the shit out of you. Keep playing.
All right.
So I came across an article, you know what Instagram is. I came across Instagram.
A clip.
A snippet.
Whatever, yeah.
A post, whatever.
A content.
Yeah, I came across a content on the Instagram page at No Jumper. And we got ourselves a cold read, y'all, because I ain't even shinked it. So let me just go ahead and get to it. Okay, here it says, Cynthia Kelly of Tampa is suing the chocolate giant Hershey for $5 million because she claims the packaging and the actual contents don't match. For example, the pumpkin-shaped chocolate does not have eyes and nose cutouts. It does not have eyes and nose cutouts like the packaging suggests, and the football shape is like an egg, according to the lawsuit filed in Florida's Middle District Court. Hershey's labels for the products are materially misleading, and numerous consumers have been tricked and misled by the pictures on the product's packaging. This is a quote that's in the lawsuit that it was viewed by the Post. And they also go on to say, this is a class action against Hershey for falsely representing several Reese's peanut butter products as containing explicitly carved out artistic designs when there are no such carvings in the actual products. This is another quote here, says the suit. So you're looking at the package here. I see the eyes and I see the mouth. I'm looking at this. I'm not seeing it. And I got to be honest with you, all the years that I've gotten the pumpkin, I ain't never seen the eyes or mouth cut out.
You know what? I'm not even gonna hold you. I understand them kind of having a case with the no eyes and mouth. But of course, motherfuckers gotta OD. They gotta take the mouth from the inch. It looks like an egg. It's shaped odd as well. No, it's not. It looks like a pumpkin. It just looks like a pumpkin. With no lantern. It's lantern, no jack on that moment.
Here's the thing. While I was like looking this up, I also saw many places that she also said that the pumpkins, quote, aren't cute enough, end quote.
What?
That was something that she said many times. The pumpkins aren't cute enough.
Oh my God. This is like me ordering fries from insert fast food chain here. And you get the fries, and three of them are stuck together, so you want a soup because of it.
First of all, if I got three fries that were stuck together, that just becomes an ultimate fry.
Exactly.
Like, you win. I don't understand. That's a win.
Well, technically, you're getting more chocolate, aren't you?
I mean, yeah.
So is it that? I mean, that's...
But that's not what she paid for.
I paid for aesthetic.
First, let me say this. I'm not surprised that this woman is from Florida. I just wanted to say that. Oh, and man. End of what I have to say. But Florida, yeah, this legit happened.
I believe Florida produces its own particular brand of Homo sapien.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it's like an off-brand.
For sure.
Like, it's like a gene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, either added or missing.
Mm-hmm.
It just produces a very Homo sapien Floridian. Like, it's just like a...
For my international listeners, Tampa is in Florida. And if you've been listening for a minute, all three of you, then you know that Florida, it has its moments.
Mm-hmm.
It has, and people who are from Florida and live in Florida fucking know that. They don't detest it.
Yeah, there's no Florida listener that's like, man, y'all need to shut up. Hey, y'all gonna stop talking about Florida like that.
No, they might be saying that, but they'll be gonna be like, but you got a point.
Yeah. Or the much more somber, yeah, you got it.
Next up, what other companies have been sued for random ass reasons? It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I got curious after hearing about Hershey's getting sued. Okay,
for what?
I just got a little curious. What we just talked about.
Was Willy Wonka suing them? What?
No, the pumpkin thing.
Oh, that thing. I thought
that was a thing. They got sued again?
I'm right. I was about to say.
Yeah, they probably did.
Hey, damn. This is a bad week for chocolate. God damn.
Poor chocolate. But I remember when I was a kid, like some lady like sued McDonald's over some hot ass coffee and then she won. Pause. Stupid. I can really hear you. Stop moving or I'll slit your throat. But I need you to go get this. Is like when we were a kid. Go get the belt. Go get the knife. Hey, there's probably some belts in here.
Please don't look for the belts.
Just hang you from a...
No, you don't have to do that.
All right, unpause. But do you remember when the lady sued at McDonald's over like a hot ass thing of coffee? She won.
Mildly. When did this happen?
I think like 92, 93, yeah, early
90s. That's why I was fucking three. That's why.
Oh, I forgot that you were like an infant.
Yeah, I existed. Just...
No, you're currently an infant. How are you sitting up with your head up? Like, your neck is strong.
Yeah.
Young buck.
My head doesn't weigh that much.
No, okay.
Hey, I'm about to smack this shit.
Yeah, this motherfucker got like three bowling balls and one going on. Yeah, your neck don't hurt?
I got a wiry neck then, honey. I got a wiry neck.
Yo, fix your neck.
All right, it's very supportive. I got a strong spine.
Yeah, you do. God damn.
The vertebrae are resistant.
Yo, why is your spine always working OT? Your spine get holiday pay, motherfucker.
My spine working doubles, nigga. All right?
And that motherfucker get that PTO? Yeah. All right, that's enough about roasting Wesley. That was fun. Let me stop before he returns fire. So So after remembering about that McDonald's lawsuit, not only did she win, after remembering that, I started wondering, yo, who else got sued? So I looked it up. I looked into it. I became, you know what I'm saying, Investigator Jones. You know what I'm saying? So, Wes, I do have an idea, and I want to turn this into a game, okay? You down?
All right.
I want to be down, right?
All right. Since you made it musical, cool.
Hashtag Brandy. Okay. So, first of all, shout out to finance.yahoo.com. For the info that I got for this segment and our little game here.
Yeah, thanks.
Hopefully, if I'm any good at editing, if I can find any music that I can put in here, we'll go ahead and insert a dope-ass intro before the game begins.
Yeah, I want something nice and flashy.
All right, I got you. I'm going to read to you what companies were sued and why, and you have to guess whether or not they actually won the lawsuit or not.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it sounds pretty simple.
I feel like you might be able to handle this.
Well, I did perform surgery last week, so I should be okay.
Yeah, I know. I saw you at Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital. How is Chief Bailey doing?
Well, that wasn't me. It was actually in the back alley.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
You think you could hook me up with like a free BBL? Well, not even me. It's somebody I know who really needs it.
Free, but we could definitely work a deal out. I know some Guatemalan guys. They're really nice.
All right, cool.
They do great work.
And we'll talk about this later. I don't want the listeners to hear us making this plan.
Okay, of course. Yeah, bet. Cool.
All right, cool. Yeah. But as long as the listeners don't hear what we're saying right now.
Of course.
All right, cool. All right, so we're going to hit a cold read on this one, too, because I actually haven't read these myself. Not yet, so this will be very interesting.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and start off with Google. It says here, nowadays it's hard to imagine getting around without Google Maps, but one woman might have taken the app's direction too literally. Lauren Rosenberg sued Google in 2011 after the search engine's map tool instructed her to walk across a rural highway instead of taking a safer route and allowing Google to recalculate. Rosenberg followed the walking directions, walked across the highway into oncoming traffic, and ended up getting hit by a car. She was seriously injured and sued both Google for negligence, failure to warn, and defective design. And she sued the driver of the car that hit her. Damn. Google asked the Third Judicial District Court in Salt Lake City to dismiss the claims. How do you think that went? First of all, not only did she sue Google, but she sued the motherfucker that hit her, who had no idea some random bitch was going to cross the fucking highway. Oops.
Sorry, man.
So what you
Bad
think?
Day for you. I want to say she probably won.
Show me, did she win?
Well, I was also thinking, before you reveal the results, the name of this game show, did they settle? Welcome to the new game show, Did They Settle? If that person got that money or not, we will be running down a few suggestions and scenarios in which you'll be choosing whether or not they actually did settle or not.
You're an idiot. First of all, you're a genius is what I meant to say, because that was fucking genius.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Oh my god, I fucking love you.
Did they settle?
So what do you think? Do you think they settled? Do you think she won this lawsuit or not?
I'm going to change it. I don't think they settled.
You don't think they settled?
Yeah, I'm going to change it.
All right, let's go ahead and find out what happened. It says here, Google, the result. The district judge granted Google's request to dismiss Rosenberg's claims. The judge found that there was no special, this is a quote, no special fiduciary or contractual relationship between the parties that would give rise to duty of protection, end quote. In addition, the judge found that the route Google Maps suggested wasn't inherently dangerous. This is a quote here. Rosenberg points to nothing in the complaint that alleges that the accident is more likely along the route in question than any other route. I don't even know what the fuck that means. The judge stated in his decision, that's what the judge said. Mm-hmm. You know, they be talking in circles. Just say just be like, bitch, that's stupid.
Hey, nigga didn't do it. Y'all can go now.
Just say that. Furthermore, as Google points out, it is unlikely that the pedestrian will be injured while crossing a road, as Rosenberg was here, unless the pedestrian breaches their own duty and disregards the risk to cross the road in front of oncoming traffic, end quote.
Let's do the next one.
Remember the hit show on NBC, Fear Factor?
No. Psych, yes. I gotcha.
Oh, well, they got sued too.
What?
Would you be mad if I forgot to press record?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Not in plan, I'm recording.
Almost got roundhoused. You almost got the New Year's roundhouse.
Oh, no,
that's
no.
That's the most dangerous of the roundhouse.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, so it says here, Fear Factor viewer Austin, Aitken, sued NBC for $2.5 million in 2005 because a segment where contestants ate rats mixed in a blender caused him to vomit. What? Become disoriented and run into a doorway. He felt the stunt went, quote, too far, end quote, but was unable to turn the television off fast enough to avoid the stunt. So, he wasn't in it.
Yeah, I just realized for the TV thing. So, he wasn't even in it.
He was watching it.
He was watching it. And he ain't getting no goddamn money. First of all, you weren't even there doing what Joe Rogan was asking you to do.
How can you even prove that all that happened?
Exactly.
Because when this show was out, there was no, like, cameras in people's houses and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there were no rings in 05. So.
Also, I need to figure out what episode that is because I would love to see that. Isn't Fear Factor on Hulu right now or something?
It's a little bit of everywhere.
I want to see that episode. Like, what? They blended up rats? When did that happen?
I mean, is that really the worst thing you could think of that Fear Factor has done or would do?
No.
Exactly. I mean, but that does sound...
That's like a 2 out of 5 of the crazy
gnarly,
shit
though.
That they've done.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think happened? Did they win? Did he win the suit? Did Austin get that money? Did they settle?
This is a tough one, Johnny. It seems so obvious that he wouldn't get the money, but then again, subversion of expectation.
Well, he's probably white, so keep that in mind.
Yeah.
They tend to get their way.
I'm going to go with no, Johnny.
You don't think they settled?
Yeah.
All right. NBC, Fear Factor, the result. The outcome wasn't quite as Austin had hoped. However, his frivolous lawsuit was dismissed.
Oh!
And U.S. District Judge Leslie Wells warned him against filing an appeal. So she was like, hey, don't be stupid and do this shit again.
Ooh, I was on bated breath there for a second.
I know you were.
Oh,
I know
goodness.
You were. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'll be okay. I just, whew.
And it's a lot. It really is a lot on the soul.
This is quite a game.
You ready goodness. For the next one?
Yeah.
This is the last one here, all right? All I got to say is McDonald's is back in the hot seat.
Oh, my goodness. Not the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Not the Nuggets.
Oh, I hope it's not the Nuggets. I love that non-chicken shit. It's delicious.
Oh, my God.
It's delicious. Barbecue sauce. I like to dip my fries in the barbecue sauce as well when I get it. But I haven't had McDonald's in a while now that I think about it.
I haven't had McDonald's.
I think maybe it was like summer was the last time I had it.
Maybe like a month or two ago.
I was pretty lit though. Oh, nope. It was when I went to that lesbian pool party in Atlanta.
See, you're good about eating fast food.
I don't do it that much, but I want to.
I'll fucking get some nuggets and a fucking McChicken real quick. You know what I'm saying? Call it an evening.
Call it an evening. You had a quarter pounder's fire, by the way.
Word?
Yeah, I like a quarter pounder, especially if you can put Big Mac sauce on it.
Yeah, Big Macs, no Mac sauce, replace it with ketchup. Yeah, I'm a monster.
Get the fuck out of my house. Why are you here?
Because you said that you could, I could stay?
Oh, that's right. All right.
Okay.
I'm glad you remembered. Because you was
one.
Real close.
Woo! That one. Close
so
call.
It says here, California resident Webster Lucas sued the company for $1.5 million in 2014 because he only received one napkin with his meal.
Oh my fucking God.
After a potentially racially charged argument with the manager.
Oh man. Oh.
Lucas was offered free burgers, but he claimed the incident left him emotionally distressed and unable to work. Unlike the McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit of 1994, no one actually got hurt from the quote, napkin gate.
Wow. End quote. You want more burgers? Bitch, I ain't hungry. My soul hurt.
Yo, why you only give me one? First of all, you can get the napkins yourself.
Yeah, they're over next to the fucking drinks.
Was
right?
He in the drive-thru? Just ask for more napkins.
You don't got napkins in the car? A lot of ways to solve this issue, Pivot.
He was looking for money. So what do you think? Did they settle?
You know what? I'm going to have to go for the long shot on this one. I think they settled.
You think they settled?
I think they settled, yeah.
All right, let's see. Apparently, Lucas is no stranger to taking on fast food corporations.
What the fuck?
According to NBC Los Angeles, prior to filing suit on McDonald's, he filed against Jack in the Box twice without receiving any compensation for his claims.
No, no.
Lucas is... You look so sad. I haven't finished. Okay.
I know.
Maybe they didn't.
Just finish
maybe they
it.
Did. Lucas is a person who files frivolous claims, according to NBC4.
With the worst one.
Legal analyst Royal Oaks. At the time of the McDonald's suit, Lucas was not on California's, litigant? That's what it is. It's a hard word when you're not expecting it.
yeah, right.
California's fictitious litigant. That's what I said 13 times, but I feel like I was wrong.
No, you're right. You're right.
Damn. Anyways, he's not on California's fictitious litigant list, which prohibits those on the list from future filings for a set amount of time. But he was as recently as March 1st, 2018, with his 2014 case listed as the reason why. So no, they did not settle.
God damn, just say that. Ah,
I had to read the hard word first. It's for content.
Okay, well that's one L. I'm still winning though.
Are you though?
I mean, yeah, that's the first one I've gotten wrong.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, hold on. Let's back up, Johnny. What do I win? If I win,
your pride.
Bitch, I got tons of that. What do? I get a squirt gun? A vacation to Cuba?
Wait a minute. When the fuck did you get pride?
Amazon, ho.
Shut the fuck up. Yo, Amazon. It was on sale. Black Friday.
Exactly.
Coming up, a white man used blackface to rob a bank. Let's dig into that right quick. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
There's always one.
Yeah, you heard me right. A white man used blackface to rob a bank. So this dude robbed 6 banks disguised as a black man.
Did he have a name tag? Says my name is Leroy on it?
It was actually Devante. Not Here's the thing, though, is that this shit worked 6 damn times. So here's the thing. It was a silicone mask of a black man's face. Shit was like something that you would see, like, on The Blacklist or the movie Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit. It was creepy how well that fooled people. So I want you guys to take a listen to this audio clip coming from the Associated Press.
White man, black bank robber, Same person? A Florida man has pleaded guilty to committing a string of robberies with the help of an elaborate disguise. At least six banks were robbed of a total of $15,000 in the Ohio area earlier this year. Five of the banks were robbed on a single day in April. Witnesses said the suspect was a black man, and surveillance video backed up the reports until police officers got a tip. Officers searched an Ohio hotel and found an exploded dye pack from one of the banks inside a vehicle. They arrested 30-year-old Conrad Zaderek, a white man who clearly does not resemble the black man witnesses had seen. During the robberies, he wore a high-quality mask to cover his skin, using the hood of his sweatshirt to cover his hair. He had a whole new identity. Investigators say it was the best disguise they've ever seen. Zaderek, who is not a U.S. citizen, faces up to 35 years in prison and deportation at the end of his prison term. Diane Kepley, The Associated Press.
So, what do you think about that, Wesley?
I'm not a fucking fan, I'll tell you that much goddamn right now. First of all, six times. That's a lot. First of all, the mask wasn't even that good. All right. It wasn't. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to fucking start. Okay. So I know Mission Impossible is a great series of movies. And, you know, spy craft and espionage is great and all. But that shit isn't real. So you're not going to sit here and tell me, oh, the masks, those masks were so good. Because this is what the guards were saying. The mask was so good. I couldn't even believe it. No. That's just another way to hide your racism. All right, and not gonna fool me, buddy. Okay, not gonna fool me at all. All right,
you're not going for it, is what you're saying?
Okay, no. Sorry, not going for it. All right, and yes, I get it. All right, black people steal, white people steal.
That's the mask.
Everybody steals. Okay, hey, no. Okay,
that's a pretty good mask.
So you're telling me?
I'm not saying so that I will believe it. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know. If I was lit, maybe.
What about with the shades on and with the hoodie? And if he said black things,
give me your fucking money, bitch. Is that what we say? What do we say?
I'm pretty sure someone be like, yeah, no, no to that. Yeah, sir or madam. All right. That is my goodness. Here's my thing. This is one of the moments in which, like, I want to give humanity more credit than it may be warranted. Because
that's a waste of time.
This is so ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. I get it. First time, didn't see it coming. Thought it was just a regular, you know, a black guy with some shades on. It's hot outside. You know what I'm saying? Shade, you know, sun is out. Coming in, you know. Oh, my God. Robbery. I give it even the second time.
I'm sorry. Is that what victims sound like?
That's exactly what victims sound like. Oh, okay. I've been one. All right. That's exactly what the sound.
Was that you?
That's the sound I gave.
That's the same sound you gave when I walked in on you in the bathroom. Like you didn't even.
There's a lot of overlap. Okay. In emotion. All right. So sometimes those things are going to coalesce. Nevertheless. All right. I'll even give you the second time. I'll even give you the third time. But after that, come on. Come on.
Shut the fuck up, man. But I see your point.
All I gotta do is poke the face. Oh, yeah, that's not real
skin.
I'm
sorry. Who's walking up to an armed robber and poking their fucking face, Wesley? Who's doing that? Excuse me, move this gun. Excuse me. Your face doesn't feel real. Who's doing that?
The real and the brave.
The real and the dead, bitch. The fuck?
That is about armed forces.
But yeah, you're right. It is super annoying at how well that worked. I guess he figured they would probably already assume, oh, a black guy did it.
thank you for having that last, because that pissed me off. Thank you.
Look, might as well make it real. Shit. You don't blame one of them anyway.
yeah, right?
No, but fuck him. Okay, that's how I feel.
Fuck him and fuck him. Anybody who believed that shit was real.
Yeah.
And only letting that perpetuate.
Let me find out there was somebody black on the case that was like, oh, yeah, that's him.
Oh, yeah, that's about right. And what's fucked up is that mask actually looks like a person. It like, there's somebody, I know like three niggas with that face. Like, what, you okay? Did you just sneeze? Sidebar, did you just sneeze?
No, okay, I didn't think you saw that.
It's only us in here. This room, y'all, this room ain't that big, okay?
We're literally in a walk-in closet.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm an inch away from this girl.
I can explain. But you were looking over there, dude. You peripherally viewed me without my consent.
What have I done to lead you to the conclusion that my peripheral vision is shit?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You be seeing everything. Now, what happened was, dude, is I burped with my mouth closed, and it came out through my nose, and it was like, it felt weird because of the carbonation. So that was me reacting
to it. You know how many people have died like that?
No, that's for sneezes, and you squeeze your nose. Sidebar part two, fucking, I wasn't on the Bert Show, but the Bert Show was discussing, it was him, Bert, and Kristen discussing about how this dude fucking sneezed, and he closed his nose with his, like, pinched his nose closed with his fingers, and he sneezed with his mouth closed, and he blew a fucking hole through his goddamn trachea. Now, tell me, Wes, the last time you sneezed, did you fucking close your nose?
Yes, I did.
And
Amber,
when you blow your trachea, oh, don't God. Fucking call me, dude.
That is like a one in a million thing, okay? This is like when you
but
first...
But you gotta have one, bitch. Oh,
this is like when you first heard about that people were flushing fish and alligators and shit down the toilet. So you then were scared to put your butt on the toilet because you thought an alligator was gonna bite you on the butt.
What the fuck are you talking about? Is that real?
Yeah, that was real. Yeah. She's looking at me crazy, y'all.
What the fuck? The Oscar goes to. No, but for real, though, I do be sometimes closing my toilet bowl just in case a snake come out, because that has happened before.
Real shit.
I've actually discussed it a couple of times on this podcast.
Sidebar three.
And another thing, sidebar four. What the fuck were we even talking about? Let's go on to the next thing. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, I'm glad they got his lion bank robbing ass. All right, so y'all remember, did you ever see the movie, the Onion movie?
Did you say The Onion movie?
The Onion movie, yeah. It came out, I want to say 2008.
Wait, that sounds vaguely familiar.
I tell you what, here's what we're going to do right here. There is like a bank robber scene in this movie.
I need access for a job.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it's hilarious as
funny.
Shit.
That is funny. That's
homie went
funny.
To the bank with a stocking on his face with a gun demanding a job, and that shit fucking killed me. I'm going to go ahead and insert the audio funny. Clip right here for you guys. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
You. I'll give you however much you want.
Whoa. You think I want money? You think that's what this is about? A big angry black man comes walking in waving a gun, and you assume he's robbing the place? I ain't looking for no goddamn handout. I'm looking for a motherfucking job, bitch.
Excuse me?
You heard me? A motherfucking job. Don't you see? If you give me money, that'll just help me in the short term. But a job, that'll help me develop valuable job skills and experience. It's like teaching a man how to fish.
So I swear this is the last bank robbery audio that I have. My excuse is it's not often that I get to talk about bank robberies.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite subjects.
Right? This is the chance. This is my chance, damn it. Let me live, bro. Let me
live.
Let me live
spread
my bank
wings.
Robbery, bro.
Spread your wings.
My bank robbery dreams. Shit. So this one is from Key and Peele, the Key and Peele show. And this shit fucking killed me. Actually, I did an audio of this on TikTok or IG Reels or something. I don't know. But I'll post it on the Instagram, on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And I'll post it in the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. It's fucking hilarious. Here's the audio clip.
Now, I know this plan is foolproof. Check this out. First of all, you and me start working at the bank. Doesn't matter the position, okay? Just so long as we get in there, right? Then we just go there every day, do the work, gain their trust until we get them in the palm of our hand.
All right. That's how we get the money.
That's the beauty of it, bro. They deposit the money into our bank accounts. Week after week, month after month, they're not even gonna know they're being robbed. And then 20, 30 years later, we walk out the front door like nothing even happened.
Mother, that's called a job!
Okay, I swear I'm done with this
Are you
segment.
Sure? Are you sure?
I swear I'm done with
it. You've been cutting the clips left and right like a
okay,
maniac.
Okay, look, I'll just go to the next one.
FMK. Oh, my God.
No, the next segment.
Oh, okay, I was about to say.
Oh, fuck you.
You're going to pull another clip out of your ass.
Here it is. Sidebar 17. Let's discuss.
I got a clip. How about that? Wrote a clip of me using nunchucks in my drawers, and then I get hit with some off screen. Run that clip.
I hope to God that you're not kidding and that's a clip that you have.
Damn it, I wish it was.
Man, that would be a great TikTok video. It would be. Yeah, fuck, marry, kill. Let's do it. All right, so we got an episode.
You think you slick for running that other clip, aren't you? You think you're slick for running that other clip.
Yo,
that's just
clip.
Not...
Yo, play the clip.
Yeah.
No, I got 17 more. Yo, this is a 17-hour podcast. It's about to get real.
Nothing but clips. No. No.
Yo, I'm going to clip the shit out of you. All right, so check it. Me, obviously Wes right here, and my cousin Mello, he joined us. We was outside chilling while his dog was taking a shit. We may have had a few drinks. It doesn't matter. But we had a very drunken, serious discussion. Fuck, marry, kill. Cookies, crackers, or chips.
One of the most classic debates of all time.
Damn right. Hey, Wes.
Mm-hmm.
Play the clip.
Oh, fuck. When I tell you about these goddamn clips.
That's mac and cheese.
I got you. All right, here's one. Fuck, marry, kill. Pretzels. What was it? Crackers, cookies, and what was the other one? Was it pretzels?
What?
What was the three choices?
Crackers, cookies, or chips?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, marry, kill. Crackers, cookies, or chips? You go first, Wes.
All right. Kill cracker.
He's doing it.
Marry... Chip, fuck, cookie.
All right. What about you, Chris?
Fuck, cookie. Marry, chip. And you can do it. Y'all can have the crackers.
You said what?
Marry the cookie. I'm going to say fuck the crackers.
And you're killing the pretzels? I mean, you're killing the cookies? The chips?
No. Killing the crackers. I'm keeping the chips.
Oh, I got you. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm a marry the chips. But I'm going to get real intimate sexually with the cookies.
Sexually?
Yeah, you have to. I'm fucking cookies. What do you mean?
Like sexually?
Sex sexually. Yeah, I'm sexing my cookies. You're goddamn right. And you kind of have to kill crackers because they're not any good without cheese.
I mean, I agree.
Crackers by themselves aren't really hitting.
Like, I can eat some Ritz crackers, but it's not the same.
They're
I need
really
cheese.
Dry as fuck and make your mouth go, what the fuck?
Yeah, they are dry.
Crackers are like tires. Nigga, I need a car. I need other shit. I can't just make use of these tires, nigga. I'm sorry. That's not how this works.
That was a good fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
If there's anything that you can take from this episode, it's don't rob banks at any time. And also, we can sue for anything, apparently.
Yeah, and try using an Asian face.
Yeah.
Try an Australian face.
Yeah, no, not Asian. Let's do Australian. They get it hard enough as it is here in
this
country.
I would say Mexican, but they get it hard too.
They get it hard too. White?
Go. Yeah, just do more white faces.
Yeah.
Just do more white faces.
Yeah, do more white faces. They can do everything.
Goodness.
Yeah. Professionally silly life rules. We're out here. Yeah. Shout out to, I'm thirsty as fuck.
You really are a dry ass mouth. Dry ass Sahara ass mouth. There we go.
Mm. Hydrated, bitch.
Yes. Sponsored by water.
You're stupid. Shout out to my listeners, new and loyal. I love you guys because you know you are fucking titties. And I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Yes! Subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor. Leave me a 5-star and or written review, because it could definitely help my podcast grow, and I need the help. Thank you. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, please do me a favor and share this podcast with a friend, because there ain't no reason to hide all this professionally silly to yourself. It is not no reason.
Don't hide it. Don't hide it.
Yo, be free. It's 2024. Come out.
Don't hide it.
It's okay. Check out the podcast on Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Check that out there. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can send me a text or voice message to my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you want to be anonymous, please sure to be sure to let me know when you contact me, okay? Oh, and if you would like me to advertise your business or content, email me as well, and we can talk about price and all that stuff and figure out what it is that you want and or need. Because here's the thing, I'm out here chasing dreams, and maybe we can go ahead and do that thing together. How about that? I like that right now. I like that. Also, guys, your girl is now a Temu affiliate. My Temu affiliate link is down below. I got some very interesting things that I like to purchase on there. So check out my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. When I went ahead and I did a What's in My Box unboxing video with my bestie, Wesley.
I got to see her box, y'all.
Yo, he did. Andy's nuts.
Technically,
and figuratively.
Yeah,
think
no,
about
for
it.
Real, yeah.
You got to watch the video to know what we're talking about. The link is going to be down below.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, check the show notes. Check out the show notes for some bonus info, like my social media stuff and the things that I just literally said to you. My link tree is down there. And inside my link tree is my Temu affiliate, as well as my Cameo. So hit me up. For those of you that are interested in writing or sending things, my P.O. Box is also down below in the show notes. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send anything that you want, and I open them right here, live, on my YouTube channel. The Professionally Silly YouTube channel.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can enjoy that together.
Also, hit the private email for any wet work you want her to do, any assassination missions.
Oh, of course.
Any prime ministers, any,
of course.
Any council members of any kind, let her know. We'll handle that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Yeah.
That email is actually in an encrypted file on my page. So just, you have to look for it. You have to really want it.
Yeah. Here's a clue, 1997 taxes.
Yeah. That's true. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thanks so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Spotify for podcasts. A shout out to my homie Wesley Roberts from the OD podcast. Thank you for joining me, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, man. Appreciate you. Hey, y'all. Y'all can follow me on all the socials, Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff. Twitter is what? It's Wes Roberts.
It's actually called X now, but go ahead.
No one cares.
Exactly.
Instagram by Wes Roberts. Podcast should be back up and running pretty soon, guys. So for the people who have been wondering about, well, what about Wes's content? Oh,
yeah.
What about his cool? I know he has a cool thing. I do. Shut your mouth. Okay? I'm coming back. God.
Hurry up. It's been like a year and a half. Jesus. I'll leave you with this. If they mounted garage trucks with cameras, you could update Google Maps Street View every week. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Yeah, these are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. You're welcome.
At least like 4 a.m.
Yeah, right?
After you went and went pee.
Yeah. Can't go to sleep, you know, and you're like, oh, what color is yellow? That kind of shit. I like the color, you know, 3.
How does a cloud feel?
Yeah, I feel you. I'll see you guys next week. You're an idiot.